My name is Israel Centeno from Venezuela, Caracas, the capital, and here from 2010. I grew up in a poor neighborhood. I born there about 54 years ago. I used to hike. My city have a hike mountain around, it's a valley, and I always want to hike to this mountain. And my school were near this mountain, and this was a big temptation for us because this mountain was a nice place with fall, with mangoes tree, and when you stay away, when you had to leave not only your childhood, when you had to leave your country and this landscape, you remember this with a very special feeling. I read a lot when I was a child. I began to write because I want to be an author, like my favorite author. In a professional way, I began to write on my 30 in 1980. When I studied in Barcelona, Spain, in this moment, I have this feeling that I didn't want to be an actor or director of theater. I want to be a writer. I think I wrote my first professional short story in Barcelona, Spain, in this moment. I think that when I came to America, I came to know the real American, know the American through the television and through these big shows and films. I could stay close with the real people and feel great because it's a very big country. You have a diversity in landscape. It's exciting to hear that you have a challenge to know this big country that is not the same that the country that you used to see through the television or the film.
My name is Camila Centeno. I was born in Venezuela in 1993. I'm living in America like different from my dad because I don't know, age and things. So I have this reality where you're starting all over again, like knowing people in a different culture. And it's really interesting because I'm knowing about America, not only because I'm living here, but because of their stories. And I'm realizing how good it feels growing up riding bicycles and going to the streets and things like that, because my childhood wasn't like this. Caracas is a really modern city, but it's full of violence. Actually, you don't go outside to ride your bicycle. You do other stuff. But I'm happy to be living this experience. There were a lot of things happening in the country, like political. There are a lot of people in the streets, and it was a demonstration against the government, and they decided to stop working. So there was like a week or 2 weeks, and we didn't went to school or anything, and a lot of people fighting and things like that. So we stayed at home, and I was 7 or 8 years old. For me, it was like holidays. I just stayed home, and I was with my sister playing with Barbies and things like that. Then when you grow up, you actually realize what was happening and you get frightened. But at that moment, I was like, okay, no school, that's great. Most of the things are related to politics in Venezuela right now. So some of the festivals are like music festivals and people going there to listen to music, but there tend to be a little bit political. So there's an event called En el Medio de la Calle, like in the middle of the street. So people go out and there are a lot of things like theater and music, and it's free and it's just one day in the year. So it's really great. But it started being like really vile, and there's a lot of thieves actually in the street. So we stopped going to those festivals. Same with Carnival. We had Carnival, and that is a really amazing experience when you're feeling safe. But when you're actually looking to your side to see if someone tries to take your purse or your cell phone or something stops being fun at all. It is really difficult to come to America, really difficult with all the paperwork and everything, but it's worth it because I realized that it wasn't normal what we were living there. It wasn't normal that I tried to hide my iPod to listen to music in the street or something like that. It's not good. The world is huge. You have to know about other cultures to realize what is going on in your country. Now I'm applying for universities, so I hope I can have a really good future here in America. I want to study art. I want to continue photography.